Welcome to Whistleblowers, the podcast that delves into real crime around the edges, unsolved crime. We probe around the edges of unsolved crime in Australia and around the world. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. And today, I'm back here again with Jennifer Stone. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me today.
And lovely to be with you. And we've had quite a good response to our first podcast last week, where we whet the appetite of crime lovers around the world, and we've had feedback from a number of people. We went into the Amityville horror, and people got to hear just how much research you've done and what a detailed investigative journalist you really are. And then we touched on the William Terrell case, and that's where a lot of the interest has been this week. So we might continue with that today and hear from you. I know there's been some events unfolding in the commercial media here in New South Wales, Australia. And you've also had some information come your way this week. So before we talk about the timeline, which you touched on last week, what can you tell us about the developments in the William Terrell case this week? Somebody contacted you?
Yes, I had a lady contact me. She started asking a lot of questions about William Terrell case, looking at my theory and trying to blow holes in it. But she, after a couple of hours, said, "I can't fault your theory. I believe it." And then she sent me through some photos of two vehicles that were linked. They were, one was covered up with a silvery type tarp over it for most of it, and the other one was parked under a jacaranda tree in the yards where there's been two arrests lately in Kendall of pedophiles. And those cars sparked my research to continue. Plus, there's a bed and breakfast opposite this house which has access to the river. And it's interesting that I thought there was a catamaran involved, and that catamaran, you know, catamarans don't need real deep water, so you...
Now, so there we go. Welcome to Whistleblowers. Stay tuned, where we take you down that track and look at the timeline with Jennifer and her information about the catamaran. Those of us in New South Wales would have recently seen the arrest that happened in Kendall, and a lot of the information that Jennifer's bringing to you today has been investigated by police over a number of years now. So we're throwing light on information that the police have, and we're also bringing people into the story that may not know anything about this case. So Whistleblowers attempts to take information that's already in the societal conscious, and we just play around with it, and Jennifer researches it and comes up with information, and she hands that on to the authorities. So we do know of a man called Ron Chapman, who we've all seen on television, who was a witness to a vehicle with a child with a allegedly Spider-Man outfit in the back. Just talk to us a little bit about that timeline, Jennifer, and Ron Chapman and your theories about how this could have possibly unfolded.
Well, I started to look at Ron Chapman and the timeline. So from he linked to listening to the radio and looking at a clock when he walked outside to check his letterbox, which was 10:45 a.m. window to 10:57 a.m., putting the potential timing of William being snatched to this time frame is possibly 12 minutes earlier. Then I had a look at the timeline from how far William was from the Benadoon Drive property to Ron Chapman's house, and that only took 3 minutes. So we still had a 9-minute window. And this is what the police have said to me. My theory could work, but I had gaps in it. So each of the gaps, I have to be able to figure out what happened. And if I work on that, I might be able to help them in their case. So we know that the foster mother rang the police on the 000 phone call at 10:56 a.m.
Right.
And due to the coroner's inquest, we know the time was close to 10:30. She reported that William had gone missing, ran around the corner saying, "Daddy Tiger." But there was still a bit of a time from 10:30 to 10:45. It's not very much in time. Now, what Ron Chapman had seen were two cars, one a blue car and one a 4x4. The blue car came screaming around the corner after. Now, the two people that got arrested in Kendall, each one of them had a car that matched that description. But those cars were not looked at by the police, which I thought was interesting. Though I know that's an Australian Federal Police, AFP. But William Terrell is a New South Wales police case. We have this week that the pedophiles are going to get sentenced for life. So if they wait to do charges after next Thursday, they have the potential to be there for life.
This story is getting interesting, and as Jennifer just mentioned to me, there is a reward, and the reward is for how much, Jennifer?
$1 million to find William Terrell.
And nobody's come forward with any
information? No, not that I know. There's hardly ever any reward money being paid out in the Australian history of offering it. So
during the week, Jennifer's been researching some information about the photographs that are available on the internet and part of the ongoing story of William Terrell. Kendall is a small coastal town 3 hours north of Sydney. It's a small hamlet. And it's got pockets of very bushy area, you know, and housing. So during the week or last week, we had these arrests. And what can you tell us about, you know, Ron Chapman's version, seeing the vehicle with the alleged child with Spider-Man suit screaming down the street, and these photographs and the link to catamarans, Jennifer?
Well, Ron Chapman saw two vehicles, one a cream one, one a blue one, which were a bit different to the cars that were seen by the foster mother parked opposite the house during the morning. One of those cars had linked to a convicted pedophile that was found burnt out some years later. So we've got one sort of car out the front of the foster mother, but when it comes to Ron Chapman, another car. So you start to think, well, how did that happen? I didn't take much notice of it at the time, except I couldn't figure it out either. But then when I got these photos of the two cars, it seemed to link that those two cars could William have been transferred from one vehicle to another.
Now, these cars, the photographs have appeared on the internet after an arrest of two gentlemen in the Kendall area. Those men are in custody now. And one photograph has a large four-wheel drive vehicle covered over, and the covering to me doesn't look like it's protecting the vehicle from the sun. It looks more like it's being hidden. So what are your thoughts on that, Jennifer?
Well, if it is the one with the child that was on the back seat,
it matches the description of Ron Chapman.
It matches the description, yes, the creamy colour. So it's not a stark white, it's not a brand new car, it's a bit older. Now you start to wonder, and it was reported that a woman was driving, but there was no woman arrested in Kendall.
So what might have happened, do you think? Some sort of changing over?
Yeah, there's a possibility. It's been Ben Noonan Avenue is quite a long street from where William went missing. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, at the end of the street, there's a bit of like bushland on one side and parkland. It's not really houses, mm-hmm. just there. Yeah. So a perfect spot to change over, sure. from one vehicle to another.
Yeah, definitely. And there's also an aerial photograph, and those that have, you know, been interested in this case, I'm sure, have seen all the aerial photographs of Kendall. And now we've got the photographs of the vehicles and the property. And the location of this property is interesting because, as we can see on the Google map there, it's very close to a beach. Is that an open beach to the sea, or is it like a river or lake where the two men were arrested?
Well, Kendall links out into like a river system out to the ocean. There was a catamaran that came to my notice that's found just moored off Dunbogan Boatshed.
Yeah, Dunbogan Boatshed. Now, this catamaran, you told me about this catamaran 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes, I've been playing with this in the timeline because it's a way of getting William out of the area, and all that police effort into searching the area, they had no hope of getting him because he wasn't there. By the time the police searches started, I believed he was nearly on a boat and headed out to sea.
There you go, folks. Shocking. And Jennifer may touch on information that is disturbing to some listeners, so we encourage you to turn off if any of our details are disturbing to you. But look, it's all there on the internet, and the police have this information. So, Jennifer, the property that these guys were arrested on is close to the water, and you mentioned something about this information being part of an international informant. What can you tell us about that international connection?
The international connection, the Q troops. We have 3,000 Q troops in Australia at the moment. They landed back in March in Darwin, and some went to Western Australia and others were headed further south. That's about all I know of that. But since then, we've had many arrests of pedophiles and uncovering the children in the tunnels in America that linked to during the coronavirus. And then we've had the pedophile rings uncovered here in Australia, which is interesting. That has saved a lot of kids.
Definitely has. And for poor William, we don't know what his fate was yet, but the story is becoming clearer. And these two guys that were arrested, as we can see on that Google map view, were very close to the waterway and the Dunbogan boat shed very nearby. So just take us down there with some possibilities in your mind, your research over the last few years. What's the catamaran got to do with it and the connections to these guys?
Well, this is organised crime. Right. So if we start to think of organised crime, there's a lot of organising of a lot of people to get a crime done. And they might only do little bits and pieces. So the catamaran is seaworthy enough at Dunbogan Boatshed that it could easily be hired. It's one of those sizable catamarans. And it could go out to sea and down to Sydney, or it could be meeting up with another boat that's come out of Sydney. This child was known about going to be organised to get picked up from here for a long time.
Well, there you go, folks. That's Whistleblowers. Episode 4. Looking back in the William Tyrrell case, bringing to light some information that's current and information that's part of Jennifer Stone's investigative journalism over a number of years. And we'll be back next week. Jennifer's got some more information about that organised crime.
Yes.
And do you want to just let us know a little bit about where we might head next with that organised crime link, Jennifer?
Well, there's lots of links on the organised crime that the police are investigating at the moment. We've got the clearing of the funds, cleaning, the washing, say, of the drug money through all the banks. Back in the Royal Commission way back, they used different types of banks, and they are now using all the banks to do that.
Very interesting, and interesting that your theory on the catamaran is similar to what you mentioned last week with the Amityville...
Yes, it's the boat.
The boat. And the drugs offshore.
Sure, yes.
And the involvement of some very dysfunctional people onshore.
Yeah.
And offshore. So stay tuned, folks. We will be back. We're giving you bite-sized pieces based on facts and evidence that Jennifer's uncovered, and the authorities have this information broadcasted on the internet. So, Jennifer, do you want to say anything else before we go?
I just wish the police would look for William. Just in an Asian grandmother's drug syndicate, and how much of the cocaine links into her would be interesting.
All right, so stay tuned, folks. We'll be back next week with Jennifer, and we hope you've enjoyed today's telecast. Please like us and subscribe on the podcast platform that you're using, and we look forward to seeing you next week and listening to Jennifer blowing the whistle on unsolved crime in New South Wales and the rest of the world.